Well, I can tell you, you're not going to get any better than $6 for Bling Dynasty when it's ridden by Craig Williams, because Craig Williams is hot, and he joins us now on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Michael.
Gee whiz, this is an intriguing battle. You pulled two back on Wednesday. You've got such a hot book of rides. I must have said something to upset him.
He hung up on you.
He's clunked me.
But he called you Michael. He didn't go with the Felgas. He's very polite, well-mannered.
We'll get Willow back in a moment, because if you have a look at his book of rides, it's... Look, he could easily ride two or three winners tomorrow. But by the sound of it, you're thinking that Bling Dynasty may well be his best.
Well, possibly. Yeah, well, that's the thing. When you look at his program now, each Saturday... There's probably about three or four options to be
his best, isn't there?
Well,
we've got him back now. Craig, I'm sorry if I upset you. How are you?
Well, that was a technical glitch, or put people in suspense anyway.
Craig, we're just talking about Bling Dynasty, a horse from the Pruska stable, and that's a stable that you've been doing a little bit of work for lately. You rode Precious Journey for Paul during the week. It was a terrific run there at Sandown. Bling Dynasty's a horse that you've had success with in the past, though, a couple of wins on him.
That's right. I've been really lucky. When they've asked me to ride him, he's been overextended trip. It was both at Moonee Valley, and he gave me two wins. So he's been a nice horse to me. Since then, he had a long time laid off, and they've done a really good job to get him back. And his two runs this prep have been really good. And I spoke to Paul Wednesday after riding for him at Sandown, and he said he's very happy with the horse. It's just a matter of whether or not he's still at probably too short a range where he might start needing to get out in trips. So he said be really mindful of that when you're riding him. But the form from last time, beat behind the horses and ran well behind the horses that won the Winter Championship final. So it's really good form reference.
Well, he could be an important horse for you, say, in a couple of weeks' time if he was to run Saturday, run well, and then appear again in town in a couple of weeks at his right distance, because... If this premiership battle keeps going along the way it is, any late season win that you can get is going to be very valuable.
Oh, absolutely. But it better be 2 weeks, not three, because then the season's over and we're on to the new one. So he's probably running out of time for me, this type of horse. But if he runs really well tomorrow and is good enough to win, then of course he's done a fantastic job for me.
Well, you love the challenge. We know you're in a similar situation last year, but when it gets down to the wire like this, you're a couple behind. I read an interesting article during the week. I can't quite recall who it was that said, but, you know, Craig goes out and he's riding track work for other trainers where in the past maybe he wouldn't have done that because he's so focused and dedicated on trying to win this premiership. Is that right?
Yeah, I do love the challenge. I'm actually in bed now because I have to ride work, so I've got to try and get the rest in as well. So, but it's, look, it's good, and... I know when the finishing line is for me for this season, and I take a break with my family, and then we focus again on the spring, on next season, the spring carnival. But it's quite interesting because the last 3 years I've been fighting out the championships, and I remembered last year when I won, and it was just like, wow, it was great. Felt really good and worked hard, and we got lucky and had really good horses, got great results. And then all of a sudden, it won't hold those. When I start back here, I'm like, 15 behind the next season, and everyone forgot about last season. So it just keeps moving on. It just keeps evolving. But at the moment, the focus is for the next day. We've got a chance to ride in 42 more races before the end of the season. So it's got down to that part of the competition, and I'm really enjoying it and being really grateful for the opportunity I've been getting from the stables and Bo's riding great. So going to be really interesting last five meetings.
There's no doubt about that. Bo's on the first two favourites, so he may well be back four in front. You never know, and that'll make it tough for you. But outside of your ride tomorrow on Bling Dynasty, Chocolate Holic, we had a good chat to Darren Weir earlier this morning on the show. Have you gone back, had a look at his replays? What are your thoughts on the WA Galloper?
Yeah, I watched all his replays last night, and I guess he's just got to be subject to how he's going to handle the speed, probably set by Robbie Lang's horse in a 1,100 metre weight for age race. He is a horse that is not an on-speed horse, and he gets out over a further distance, and he looks like he takes a lot of riding to get him interested. So, but on his form and his ability, he's an exciting horse, and I'm looking forward to the ride.
The other interesting one you got there tomorrow, Craig, is Beatniks, a mare that's got stakes class form in Queensland, first up in Melbourne for Maddie Dale. What's the story behind the placement on Saturday?
Well, she was also accepted in Sydney as well, but she's been scratched, so she's definitely coming down, which is great. She was purchased by new owners at the Ruben sale, and it's in Maddie's care now before she goes off to stud, and he's happy with her. She has drawn a little bit awkward, but I guess by that time of the day we'll understand it's a track pattern. But she's coming from stakes racing, and she's very, very determined horse when I watch the replays, and looking forward to riding her.
Well, it's a great book of rides. In your mind, who do you think is your best winning chance?
Well, I think the two-year-old David Hayes is a really strong hope for me. And there's no doubt that Shockaholic is an exciting horse. So they probably are two pretty solid rides for me. And I'd say Darren Weir's horse, Moonlight's Choice, would be probably up there with one of my best rides tomorrow.
Yeah, she's just going to need a bit of luck, isn't she?
She always does from her run style, but if the rail's out 10 metres and it's running, that's racing even, and you can make ground and run a good gallop in front, then I expect her to be in a strong source late.
Good luck tomorrow, Willow.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your rest. Craig Williams live from the bed, giving us
the
latest.
From the bed.